This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi guys, it's Johnny Jenkins, aka Fat Gay Kid. I'm super famous for being super talented on YouTube, and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
What just happened?
I don't know. I picked a number. I just went with it. It is 25 minutes to 8. You're listening to Generation Next with Eleanor, Maddie and Dylan.
Hello.
Hello. Just remember, you can text in at any point on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. So, as everyone and their mother knows, Ian Thorpe recently came out as gay to the world.
Which he's been having rumours going around ever since he joined professional sports.
Yeah.
He was 17 for the 2000 Olympics, ever since then, the rumours have been just swirling around him
constantly,
all the time.
Constantly.
Totally. And look, you know, you shouldn't come out unless you feel safe. And look, I still know, the Australian sports scene really isn't exactly there. And it's not exactly a 100% safe and inclusive environment.
Yep.
Like, you look at Brian Taylor, the AFL commentator the other week, who called one of the Geelong stars a big poofter.
Yeah. And that wasn't the first time he'd done that. He'd said another player looked really gay.
Yeah.
Doing something else.
So, like, there's still a long way to go. And, look, I can understand why or how, you know, people might not want to come out and they might take a while. But then you look at someone, say, like, Matthew Mitchum, who came out and he led the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
Exactly.
I think it's great that he did finally come out, but I'm really disappointed that this didn't happen earlier.
Yeah, like, I can understand why, certainly understand why he didn't.
I remember there were quotes during the interview that he said, you know, I struggled with my own identity for a while. You know, I didn't want to come out because I didn't want to think about that I was gay. He said things along those lines.
Yeah.
There's also the fact that, like, he started getting grilled about his sexuality when he was still in his teens.
Exactly.
And at that point, you've got to say you're straight on international television because I can't imagine being ready to do that at that age.
Exactly.
No, that's true. Yeah,
and I suppose he's been, it feels like I've dug myself this hole, just got to keep digging.
Yeah.
Sometimes it feels that way.
And I suppose he didn't have the same luck. Well, not so much luck, but I guess, you know, misdirected luck.
Yep.
Like Anthony Kalia, who when he was outed on air.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he got outed. I think it was on a breakfast radio show, and then it just went from there. However, in Thorpe's biography, he said that, you know, he is straight. He's always had sexual encounters with women, and that one day he wants to have a family. After thinking about that, do you not realize that you can have a family and children in a same-sex relationship? Do you not realize that there are other young gay men out there?
I fully intend to, no matter what my situation ends up being, because I don't know who I'm going to end up raising a family with. I have no idea, which is exciting. But, you know, I've always intended that I will raise children through whatever means.
Hashtag pansexual problems.
At the time. Thank you. fully intend to raise children. You know, something's just important to me. And there are lots of, you know, avenues to do that, regardless of the biological side.
Absolutely.
Of
yeah, like, but there are so many ways to have a family that don't involve straight cis mother, straight cis father, do the thing and have a baby 9 months later.
Exactly. Like, you know, I have plans to adopt when I meet the right person because I think, you know, well, one, I think my genes are polluted. And, you know, why not just help somebody else? But look, we did get a fabulous text in. And look, I have to say, what you said is 100% on point.
That was, hey there, my contrarian view about Ian Thorpe is that your identity isn't for sale. The money made from that interview should be given to a worthwhile cause for gay youth. Otherwise, it's great to see how ridiculous our media has been over the years with this issue.
Yeah, because
I was hearing rumours in the tens of thousands payment for the interview.
Yeah, I heard something around 40,000.
Yep. That's what I saw, yes.
Yep. But that's not official. You know, that's just words right now.
But, you know, the fact is, if rumours like that are abound, there should be a statement, you know. It's definitely a very good message. I strongly agree with that. I mean, it's not a great look to be, air quotes, selling your identity.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And there
not.
Are a lot of people who could help out with that, you know, Safe Schools Coalition, places like that. homelessness organizations.
I think it's interesting because, I mean, do you think that LGBT celebrities do have any kind of moral obligation to come out at all?
Look, I think it's inherent. I honestly do. And I think while we're in this position of, you know, because we are at a big point of change right now.
And especially with regards to same-sex attraction.
Exactly. Yeah, and also gender diversity. Like, the more people that get up and say, look, hey, I am trans, or hey, I am queer, or I am, I don't know,
I mean, they're different hemispheres, but I feel like we've come further with same-sex attraction, but it's good to see the same thing happening at a slower pace with gender diversity.
I just think that if you do identify, you need to tell people.
And you're in a position of power, yeah.
Yeah, because it's, think about yourself when you were 14. Or if you are a 14-year-old and you're listening right now and you're confused and you feel alone, you at least have people that can, you know, back you up and say, hey, you are amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because, like, I definitely understand the fear and the sort of the feeling paralyzed.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely.
Like, if you're not ready to come out, you know, sometimes it's not something you can do. Sometimes you're just not in the position to do that. And when you're a celebrity, I feel like the risk is greater because there are a lot more people who could hate on you.
Yeah.
But the reward is also much greater because you'll be making an impact and reaching out to so many people.
Basically, I mean, it's a complicated issue, really, especially specifically Ian Thorpe, because he has a history. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's totally arbitrary. I mean, this is just our opinions, and we own our own opinions.
Yeah, absolutely.
He actually did say, I just want to quickly mention a quote. I know people don't care about this, and I've made it a bigger deal than it needed to be. Mm. And if I answered this simply earlier, it would have been a lot easier.
At least he's acknowledging that, which is definitely interesting.
What I did like was an opinion piece that Tom Ballard wrote saying, you know, that people are all saying, oh, who cares about his sexuality? And what he said, if I was 15 years old, I would care so much that this really successful Australian has come out. I would care so much because there was someone like me in the public
That's
eye.
That's a very good point. Yeah. We will be back with Gay School soon after this. Jeez, that was short. I feel like we could have gone on a rant about that. We will be back soon with some Gay School.
All day, every day. Joy 94.9 on air and online at joy.org.au.
Do you know that there are many different ways you could have your business heard on Joy 94.9? And did you know that you have the potential to be heard by your growing GLBTI audience, our friends, family and supporters? 329,000 average monthly listeners, in fact. You could become a Joy sponsor and your message could be heard on air or seen online at joy.org.au. You could even choose to support a particular program on Joy, just like this one. Want to learn more? Call 1-300-JOY-949, that's 1-300-569-949, or email sales@joy.org.au. Joy 94.9 is the diverse sound for a diverse crowd.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.